Oh, there we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everybody. Applause to you, too, because we just love when you join us during our shows. Mm-hmm. Now, this one is a call-in show, but we'll explain that, you know, how to go about that. If you're international, of course, we don't expect you to call in and, you know, be waiting as the minutes go by and your bill goes, what would it be, roaming charge goes
Ooh.
Up.
But yeah, this, I guess it really depends on their plan.
Yep.
So I'm Deborah Lee. I have been working with the personal prophecy card reading method for well over 30 years now. And as the introduction shared, I did learn this from my grandmother. Within 2 years after she taught this to me, she unfortunately and sadly passed away. But I took what she taught me, the principles of this method, and spent, well, it's, I would say a good 20 years developing it, advancing it, and putting together what ultimately ended up being a book. So I'm also the author of the book, The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, which was published by O Books in 2008, and that is out of London, England. So with no further ado, bear in mind one thing. Bear in mind, we are using ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not oracle, not angel, or the trillion of other methods that are out there.
Or the rebel, which people are getting at the end of the reading tonight, the rebel
right.
cards.
Yes, we will be giving... And this is Jimbo Baggins.
So do not disconnect when your first reading's over. You have another.
Yeah, he's riding shotgun with me. He's also your host in Facebook Live where on the Psychic Love Doctor show page where he is now, I was almost going to say performing. I don't think he's performing. But
right
I,
now I'm considered, I'm just like one of them. I'm a viewer.
Yeah.
Except I'm one where the name is like a web doctor show when I type, so that's the difference.
Exactly.
Otherwise, I'm viewing too.
Over here to my left, which you can't see if you're watching us on the Facebook live streaming, is our very own Veronica.
Yes, hello.
And she's part of the PLD team. And we'll be giving you what we call on Fridays a rebel card reading. We saved this for Fridays. Because when she appears with us on Mondays, she's doing angel cards. Well, we needed something that was a little more bold. What a other word? To the point.
Fast, to the point, kick you in the face,
yeah.
In your butt. I don't know.
So these cards are legitimate. You can always buy yourself a deck, as we did. I think we got ours from Amazon. And she will give you a rebel card reading at the conclusion of my personal prophecy reading for you. Now, Jimbo has a couple of announcements for you, and then we are leaping right in.
Yes, we are currently getting ready to do a reading. And this is mainly for the messenger, folks. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. Don't messenger us until we tell you. Just throw that out there before you get into all the stuff. Because messenger, we don't have a hold automatic hold cue system like the blog talk phone name people do. So I just want to throw out there real quick. Messenger folks, wait till we say, hey, message us now. Now we'll get back to where we should be going. All right. Reminder that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. And also, if you're an international viewer or even a listener, you never know, in Blog Talk, I've noticed, you know, we see the stats. They're from Japan, Germany, Netherlands. We have Blog Talk listeners because it's internet radio, which means you can listen from anywhere you want. And if you happen to call in, you can call in on Skype, even if you're international. That's going to be cheaper than the international cell phone plan, but it's going to be a tiny bit more than, like, domestic Skype is, like, nothing, pennies. So, but anyway, and that number, let's go to the number, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. The sooner you call in, the better. If you call in on the phone, you'll hear a couple little automated radio messages, and you'll hear the show. That means you're in the queue. We can see you on the list. It's all good. Don't panic. Like, geez, I've been listening to the show for 30 minutes. Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of callers. You'll probably be coming up soon. 30 is an extreme example. It wouldn't have probably never be that.
Well, we go first come, first serve.
Now, Mondays on News for the Soul, 30 minutes, that's a distinct possibility. Sometimes everybody calls at once on that show.
Yeah.
Friday, you got a little bit more slack because we got two right now. That's not so bad that are stacked up. And when you do call in, I know you're holding, you're going to be on speakerphone. Every normal human being is going to be on speakerphone. Please switch off. Go regular mode because speakerphone doesn't come out on our end.
When they come on the air, you mean,
Yeah, when you go live with us, take the speakerphone off. Go back to regular mode because speakerphone on our end is not cool.
Just like they tell you if you were on a radio station, turn off the radio in the background.
Well, definitely the radio in the background. All background noises, especially the radio station. There's like a delay, so it sounds really weird. It's not really feedback because it's such a delay, but you like hear somebody repeat themselves like you're in a canyon. Hey, you. And you hear, hey, you. It's like, what the hell's that? Background noises, car windows, anything else. Stop multitasking. It's cool while you're holding for the show. But if you keep on running around and stuff, it gets really bad on our end. So just relax. Chillax. Find a place to sit. Relax. And have a meeting. And it'll be good. I think, and your messenger folks, it has to be messenger to Deborah Lee when we ask. Not to the Psychic Love Doctor show, it'll be to Deborah Lee. And you have to already be a friend of hers. And I think I've covered all the important stuff.
I do think you did. Anything?
You forgot about putting away the children
and
the dogs.
I left background noises generic. It could be
a little shocked.
Yes, I know. We were waiting for that.
If you're in the Ukraine duck bomb shelter, you know, so we don't hear tanks rolling in.
What do
the
they
rocks.
Do with their giraffes and their monkeys?
Well, we got another caller rolling in. I would sedate them. but that's me. That's what I would choose to do. All right.
All right, well, why don't we get rolling? We're building a queue here.
We are indeed. So, we're going to go to our first caller, 806 Texas. 806, caller number one.
Texas, who's on the phone with us?
Hello, it's me, Ann.
It's Ann. Hi, Ann. How's everything going?
It's going really good. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Very happy to hear that.
Yeah.
What brings you to the show this evening? Well, this afternoon.
I was just wanting to get, I guess, the Danielle checkup.
She wants to do her weekly checkup.
Oh, yeah.
She wants to do a Dan checkup.
Yep.
Okay, now while I'm doing this, please explain.
She's frequent enough to
Jim
do
or
so.
Veronica,
yeah.
What that means while I'm looking at Anne's cards.
Oh.
Well, a new caller. We know nothing about your past. We have no history. We haven't done any readings for you. Say, I'd like to know a checkup. You're going to get, like, well, very, very vague because we don't have details of your life. No, Anne?
Well, it's more not about the details but about me feeling familiar with who they are. You know, you can't just call up and say, hi, I'd like a general reading. Well, I need to feel an intuitive familiarity.
Because you've done lots of readings, you already know.
Yeah.
Like when they say a checkup, you already know like five different things going on in their lives that you can say, oh, you remember so-and-so from the past or that so-and-so from the past. A new person calls up, you don't know anybody from their past, really. You might say, I see some guy here, but I don't really know a lot about him. So if you're new, be very, very, very specific. Even if you're not new, you can be specific, but you can ask for general when you're a long time.
And I can relate. I'm tired today, too.
Yeah.
She's got mega.
That kind of thing.
I'm yawning.
Last night I went to bed early.
Yes, you did.
Great.
And tell me. What? Go ahead.
First of all, because it's from the land down under, international shout out to Lisa from Australia.
Lisa, welcome to Saturday, where you are.
They're into the fall season.
Yep.
Yes,
oh,
are they? Except for it's pouring down, cats and dogs, it's flooding, and they have way more
rain than
I've ever had ever.
For the entire continent of Australia?
No.
Okay, I'm just
but
curious.
They're going into their fall season right now.
I'm just curious.
We're sorry to hear that. We have had our share of flooding over the years. I am right now, Lisa, giving a reading to Anne.
Yes. Yeah, we just had to give an actual shout-out because sometimes we can only stay for 2 seconds.
I've got to ask you, Ann, how are the relationships you've got going at work?
They're going good, I think. Everyone's getting along. I feel like I'm kind of the go-between between two ladies that don't get along too well, but I sit with them at lunchtime, and I'm the mediator, kind of.
Yeah, you are basically coming
Peacemaker.
Through, and you're reading
Peacemaker.
As Switzerland
Peacemaker.
With the two of them.
Which
I would choose,
what you said to do.
Not choose a side, especially a newbie who's never choose a side.
Yeah, and you know, the trouble is they're both, my perception is, they're both equally at fault in their conflict.
Yeah, they
or
have
their,
opposite reasons for being the same.
Yeah.
They're the same but different, like Elvis would say.
So I think you're doing a great job. Go ahead.
And I made another friend, and me and her are planning to walk during our lunchtime. So it's good there. Everyone's nice.
Oh, I'm so glad this developed for you. And remember, it was in your cards for some time while you were still providing daycare for your grandchildren.
Yes, it's been up there for a little while.
So this can show others that are listening or watching that you don't have to always worry, am I going to miss the biggest moment of my life? Or, you know, no. It's not like
trying to
catch a plane or,
a train.
Train, planes, and automobiles.
It's not like that. What's meant to come to you is going to come to you. And whether you choose it or refuse it, that's going to be up to you. So for you, I am seeing, Anne, that you are really becoming well-liked there.
Cool.
They like your demeanor. They like your appearance. And at first it's hard breaking into a new workplace. You know, people are sizing you up, and women can be especially harsh with each other on that front. But it seems like you have broken the click.
Ooh.
She's in like Lynn.
Yes.
She did it the right way.
She's in the end game.
She did it the right way to become into a new workplace, and that's good.
Yes, I fit in just fine. It's awesome.
Good. That's perfect.
Well, that's really good for you, and I'm so glad, Anne. And there's some kind of upcoming long-distance work-related event. Now, this could be remotely over a computer. I forget now what your, and forgive me, I forget what it is at college you're teaching.
Isn't she admissions or something?
Oh, I'm an academic advisor.
There you go.
Also an advisor.
All right. Well, something will be coming up that I feel you're going to want to urge your students to take a look at, and it will somehow enhance their program. And right now it's hazy, so I can't give you a whole lot of information, but I really feel you will be recognized for that having to you and using that with them. Some of your students are coming through as becoming very apathetic as a result of the COVID and people not having lost a lot of their social ties. So
what you're dealing with students.
Yeah, you are.
Just that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah. So all in all, though, I see a very nice future in front of you. And I feel you're going to have a date before too long. It'll be nice. But he's a big talker, what could I say? I'm trying to think of who is well known as a big talker, but it's coming.
Just about any used car salesman.
Let's call him that, okay?
okay.
Yeah, so take what he says with a grain of salt. I think he will provide a very nice dinner for you. So, Anne, keep up the good work. You're doing great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds great.
And bye for your rebel card reading.
Your rebel card whatever you are thinking about, don't do it. Now is not the fracking time.
I can't imagine. Does that ring a bell for you, Anne?
No, not really, but
file it away.
It is Friday night.
Don't eat that candy bar. Don't eat that boiled fish. I mean, I've had
It may yet come to pass. It may not have happened yet.
Six friends that
right.
from all areas of the world that have gotten food poisoning from shrimp. Stay away from shrimp.
Oh, I guess there is.
Yes, I'm not a fan of shrimp.
Oh,
good.
There
I'm
you
good
go.
There.
Good. All right, honey. Well, thank you
okay.
very much. So good to hear
thank
from
you.
You.
Thank you very much.
Take
thank
care now.
Thank you all. Touch base. All right. Bye-bye.
Have a
good weekend.
We shall talk again.
Yes, we shall.
Okie dokie pokey. Let us see here. Messenger folks, now is still not the time. We have to remind everybody, don't messenger us until we tell you, because we can't put you on hold. It just sucks.
You'd be coming to us, by the way, over the Facebook portal.
The platform in the portal. So
yeah.
You could be using a cell
like
phone,
this.
You could be using a tablet, desktop, or your own portal. I mean,
but it faces us, so if you come through with a video,
whatever piece of equipment you have,
nobody's
going to
see you. If you have a facial mask on, or...
But now it's still not the time.
Or
you could have a mask on.
Yeah, true. All righty then.
Okay, we're
going
to go to caller number 2, which is area code 917. New York, 917. You are the second caller.
Hi, New York. Welcome to the show. And what is your first name?
Happy Friday. It's Tina from New Jersey.
Tina.
Tina.
How you doing there, lady?
Oh, I'm great.
I'm glad to hear
it. Grooving, baby.
Tell us. Give us a few details.
Give us the down low.
Yeah.
Give us the skinny.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm great. I just had a situation with my uncle. I just found out he was in rehab, so I was a little concerned about that.
Well, that sounds like it's a good move.
Well, I mean, it's the right way. Is this not the first time that rehab has crossed his path?
You know what? I think he did go before, but I've been so busy with school and, you know, I feel kind of selfish. I was like, let me call and see what's going on, and I feel bad.
Well, don't feel too bad. I mean, school is very important. You got to look out for yourself sometimes. Otherwise, you know, you won't be around.
Is he in rehab for, like, say, alcohol, or is it for
alcohol?
Yeah.
Alcohol.
He's in the best place he could be. He is in the best place that he could be. If he has issues with alcohol dependency, I don't care how many times they have to go back, eventually it sticks.
As long as they go back willingly on their own idea,
yeah.
Not the court's idea.
Yeah. So tell us, Tina, what's on your mind? Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, I was just trying to see, did the wife do voodoo on him or something? Because my mother said, that's my mother's brother. My mother said that the wife did, like, voodoo or something on him a long time ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Interesting. I wonder where she got that from.
Is your mother, where do you folks originate in your culture? Is it, you know, the island related or?
No, I believe we're just from, like, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. There was a lot of, when you're down there in the Southeast, there was a lot of the closest, we'll call it international, there's a lot of Caribbean influence down there.
Very much so,
yeah.
And like in New Orleans?
Sure. I mean, yeah, there was a lot of that. So,
yeah.
You know, they have, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Tina.
No, I was going to say, yeah, so I just want to see, like, did the wife do something to him? Is he going to divorce her? Because I'm, like, praying for him. He's, like, my favorite uncle. And that kind of made me cry a little bit.
Yeah, and it sounds like she's not your favorite aunt.
So he's got
either.
Marital problems, you say?
Yeah, because my mom said, you know, like my mom kind of said, he's like kind of reminds us of like Denzel. He's smooth, the way he walks. He's been in the army. He's a nice looking guy. So she's not really the type that somebody will really choose. So my mom said that she did voodoo on him.
I see where this is going on. Yeah, they're like an odd couple, so he assumes that she cast a spell.
Okay. I have a really quick question.
Okay,
how long has your uncle been on the road to recovery from the alcoholism?
You know what? I really don't even know. They live in like another part. They live down south, and I'm in, you know, up north. So
I
as a kid, I really didn't know, but I just know now recently. You know, he's in his 60s. He's like 67. So I was like a little concerned. It just made me cry. Like, what? I think this lady did do something to him. I want him to get a divorce.
Tina, I got to tell you, she does figure in your reading concerning this question.
You mean that a female has driven a man to drink?
Hey, now.
The whole world can't believe that.
I've heard heard it rumored.
Real quick, though, I'm sorry. Mine was kind of a segue to, I just wanted to give an international shout out to Lady R.
Africa. Lady R's in the house.
I kind of have to interrupt because some of these folks just can't stay on for like 30, 40 seconds.
Tina, so. I'm going to tell you, that woman is not easy to live with and has never been easy. She gives off the impression in public, I think, or around family members, that she is just this sweet little thing. But in reality, she chews his butt constantly. Nags him. He, you know, and here's something interesting. I think a lot of what has caused your uncle to drink as much as he does is she's not been that faithful.
Oh, that's
there's bad. A couple of other men I feel that are from her past.
Yeah.
She enjoyed playing hanky panky.
How long have they been married?
Oh, God, like 45 years?
Okay, that's why this is a big deal then. Yeah, that is a huge deal.
And I think he drank over that because he married her in full faith and love and, you know,
yeah, back in the
loyalty.
Kind of back in the day. And then
yes.
as the years progress, you kind of figure, well, I'm on this path. I can't deviate from it.
Well, in her younger years, she got caught a few times.
Mm.
And there's two guys here in particular, I think they were brothers.
Ew.
And she was, you know, you start looking at its history. It's not always a pretty picture. So I just want to tell you, Tina, he's going to get right, but I still think he's going to be going back. I'm hearing possibly two more times to rehab.
Oh, that's bad.
And, you know, they probably get to the core of his issue where the, what do you call them, like the rehab,
there's different personnel that work, the staff.
Who are telling him,
chemical experts,
you're going to have to get a divorce in order to stay on the straight and narrow. This woman, I'm sorry, I don't pick up that his wife loves him very much.
That's really awful.
But voodoo, no. I don't think she's done anything to him.
You don't think it's the voodoo that she do?
Right.
No, I'm making sure it wasn't three chicken bones and an axe in the backyard.
That's right, a live chicken.
But she's done a lot of gaslighting with him where she's actually made him feel like he's crazy.
Yes, I know.
Yep. Well, that was her way of being I just,
in control.
She doesn't deserve him, and it would be nice if he did find a way to kind of kiss her off.
Yeah.
Because he's still young enough, by my estimation, that he could still find a good life with somebody.
He needs to be careful, though, because over 60 and messing with alcohol is not good.
Well, that's when health issues are kicking in.
You know, everybody's different. His consumption might not be as much as a 20-year-old consumption, but it's still too much for himself.
Yeah.
Maybe he put him
in
himself.
And, you know, if he drinks himself into a stupor, more or less, then she can go do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It is terrible, but you know what? God is watching, and I know you work in ministry, and let's have faith that God is going to take good care of your uncle, and you know his. What did they call it when the higher power, when the Lord comes after you with wrath? I forget what.
Yeah.
Oh, she'll pay. She will pay and dearly. So.
Okay.
Just have faith in that, honey. And here's
Stand by for your rebel card.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, wait now.
Stand by.
Figure your shiz out on your own.
So, pretty much, you can't really help this situation. So
it might be for him, and I would just be praying, lifting up all of his stuff, and maybe
send him lots of love.
Yes.
I mean, rehab is. A lot of people are helping you, but you have to, only if you help yourself will it ever work.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people that help you, but you know how it is.
Yeah. Send them a care.
We don't need no Will Smith and Jada situation because Will Smith is going through it. Sometimes they need to just leave.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't be slapping me.
Happy Friday.
I do want to say, though, since you brought that up, I think that Chris Rock showed a lot of finesse and integrity when he did not hit him back. Press charges.
Well, he probably also saved his own life because wouldn't want to hit Will Smith back.
No, that's
a big man.
Nobody has the right to bully anyone, but people need to deal with their mental health, you know? You have to deal with your own mental. Yeah.
The thing I wondered about making a joke about her is what if she was in cancer treatment? So I think it was.
And, you know, maybe he has writers and they didn't do their due diligence.
Yeah, maybe they were stupid.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
All right.
Well, Tina, you have a good weekend.
Yeah.
And you,
thank you all.
We
want to hear from you again real soon. All right?
Thank you. Okay, so you said he will leave eventually. He will get a divorce.
I think he will. Boy, if he was on the phone with you, I'd be saying, Uncle, you need to do that.
Right, he definitely needs to. I know the rehab's supposed to figure out the root causes.
Yes.
So we'll see.
Just with the dig deep.
We shall see.
Can you give me Uncle's first initial?
Or his first name.
Alvin.
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 Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Tell your mom he's going to be okay. Okay.
Well, my mom passed, so I'm kind of protective of him. They were very close.
Oh, okay. Well, tell her in your
dream.
Yeah, or in your private, afterlife conversation.
Yeah, because thank you.
All right.
Her cards did not see any voodoo.
No, nothing like that. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. All right, Tina. Take care, honey.
Thank you.
We
bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yes. Love you.
Thank you. Bye.
And, you know, we've heard from her since, oh, my God.
Long
I think it's from when I started 7 years ago.
Many moons ago. Okay, you know what? We are approaching the hump. And we're going to go ahead and do our regular things we do at the start of the show real quick. So make them quick. Reminder, the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope you enjoy yourself. If you're an international viewer /listener, it all depends on the scenario. Since this is Facebook /blogtalkshow, let us know. We'll give you a shout out. 515-602-9976. That is the number to call in. If you can't call in and we announce we're taking messenger calls, you can messenger us. But right now,
we still have.
Oh, we have a few callers. It's not out of control. If anybody, any folks that are, oh, shoot. I hit it. We'll figure it out.
We
won't know until we hit. We're going to go to caller number 3, back to the area code 806, Texas, 806.
Texas, welcome to
Hello.
Oh, there she is.
This is Danielle's son.
Me. I've been so busy. I always miss it. Like, I get so mad. Like, once I'm done with work, I miss it every time.
Well, you didn't miss it tonight.
What you got cooking?
I know. Okay, so let me update y'all. Remember last time I was letting y'all know about the job that I was going to get in Amarillo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the job.
Okay, so I accepted, and I guess that's why I've been busy, because, like, you know, I'm trying to, like, go back and forth, like, figure out, scope out the places, you know, drive back and forth from where I'm at right now. But it's going pretty good, so I guess I would just, like, you know, want to know what the cards say, like, about the move, like, the new job, like, any messages that you have for me so that I could be, you know, aware of everything.
Okay, I have a question. Are you still in school?
No, not right now. I've just been working at the radio station.
Okay, so are you finished, graduated?
Not yet. I have, like, a couple more classes.
But that's easy to get a couple.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, and you can pick those up at a number of universities, I would imagine, depending on where you are located. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So have you started to look at the housing market?
Yes, I've been busy because I have been driving back and forth, like, just, you know, touring different apartment buildings, like, scoping out the neighborhoods. They did send me a list. They sent me an apartment list that some apartment complexes offer discounts if you work at the news station.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is.
Yes. So I've been, you know, just kind of, you know, touring, you know, making, checking out a couple places, driving around, getting the feel for it.
Sure.
Now tell me, Danielle, how did the current radio station feel?
Yeah.
When you told them.
Oh, yes, when I told, okay, so when I told my supervisor, the boss that I work with, like, more frequently, like, face-to-face, she was so supportive. She was so excited. She was like, that sounds like a great opportunity. Like, when I did start at the radio station, it was for internship and, you know, like, credits. So as I did finish those credits and the internship, I was able to get a raise, and then I'm going to be here So if I would have stayed a couple more months, it would have been a year because I started at the beginning of June. Mm-hmm. So
I have to tell you, Danielle.
She was excited and she was so supportive. Yes.
I'm excited for you. Your cards look absolutely magnificent. Now, you be prepared. You are going to get a little homesick. It's right here. Okay. There'll be times. Well, yeah.
I mean, she's a human being. That's what that means. That's
and
all.
You still live
right.
at home. You know, so
here's what it is. That's part of the getting out there process.
And, right. So that's kind of, you know, expected.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. But do you remember a few months back when you were planning on moving out? Remember?
Yes.
It's because I think being prepared for this news.
I think so, too.
Because then you would have had to move, break your lease, blah,
blah,
blah. I think you would have been there.
That's such a good point you made because, yeah, like, I would have been stuck in a lease. And then also, I just remember, like, y'all kept telling me, like, about a creepy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
In the neighborhood or in the complex or something.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm glad I did. Like, I didn't.
I
wouldn't have been stuck in a lease or anything like that. So that's good.
Yeah, he's passed out of your cards. So that was due to the fact that you made a different choice for yourself.
Yes.
Now, also, you are going to gather quite a following. This is the start of the future for you, Danielle. I'm as excited for you as if you were my own daughter, since I've known you for so long through the shows.
Yes.
Have they, as far as your job coming up, have they really nailed it down to specifically what you're doing exactly? Is there a time slot? Is there a show? Or what are you doing exactly?
Okay, so at the new station, so I'm transferring. So I'm currently at a radio station. So radio station, I'm like on air and all that. But so at the new station, I'm going to be reporter journalist.
Wonderful.
And then I had to get, you know, a background check and had to check my driving,
sure,
you know, record, because I will be in a company vehicle, you know, going to different daily assignments.
Exciting.
And then
what they
mostly explained. Oh, sorry. Yes.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You tell us.
That I would go on daily assignments and write stories and then post them on the website and social media page. And that would be basically what I'm going to be doing.
You know what?
That'll be cool.
You're also going to cover a very big story. I never get happy about seeing some sort of tragedy in the car.
Journalistic. They want the big story, right?
And after having worked in the newspaper business myself for 12 years, I have to admit, a good story really lights your fire.
Yeah.
And this could actually involve a fire. I feel the building is very tall and there's some sort of issue, and it is really going to end up, now everybody else don't freak when I say this out there, like a feather in her cap. Oh, that Danielle, she covered that blah, blah, blah story. And it'll be, it'll be a real big one for you.
It's a resume builder.
You may even find yourself winning some journalists. Like we have Virginia Press Awards.
Oh, yeah, they all
I'm
have
sure
them.
Texas
yeah.
has
oh,
Press
wow.
Awards,
yes.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the cities, if it's a big city, might have their own. Yep.
Yeah, so, and I also feel you're going to find a husband there. Oh, yes.
That's not always a good thing, though.
Not always, but this is real love here.
Okay.
Real love.
Roll that out there, you know. Sometimes you can find a cat.
But I'm excited. I've been, you know, I'm excited that I got to talk to y'all, and I'm excited everything you told me, like, you know, just confirming, like, it's the right decision. You know what I mean?
Yes, and thank you. And I also want you to know the place you're going to select to be your home is right here. You're practically right like you could touch it. And it's like a husband and a wife that run the place. Mm-hmm. And they are really going to love having you there. They're going to look after her.
Right.
Like she's mm-hmm. a member of the family.
When is your start date?
The 18th of April.
Oh, we are in that month now.
Yeah, coming soon.
Yes.
It's coming hard. It's coming fast.
Yes.
All right. Let's give you a rebel card now.
Stand by for a rebel card.
Yes, your rebel card, which I thought was very exciting, because I think it's just, it was there, and we needed to know that it was there. So, the shiz is going down at your job.
Mm-hmm.
Reevaluate, change your perspective, or quit.
Oh, well, I think she's already
done it.
She is transitioning.
Yes.
So, honey, you're on your way. You've worked hard.
Okay, yay.
Yeah,
thank you.
And you're going to make your family so proud. So you go forward.
And you're doing just what you wanted to be doing.
Yeah, and this is the first cycle to take switch, right?
Yeah. Well, sweetheart, we have others waiting.
We do indeed.
Okay, love y'all. We'll talk to you later then.
Love you too. Have a good week.
Good luck, Daniel's son.
Yes, bye. Have a good weekend. Talk soon.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about that field, because even if you don't know a lot about it, you watch the news a lot locally.
Oh,
they come and they go.
And you know what? It's tough to get into.
They come and they go because, you know, especially when they're young and they start out, they got to bounce around to move up. You know, they hardly ever stay within from like day one when they first get there as interns. They bounce.
I've already seen her in the cards.
Oh, yeah.
I hear CNN, like Good Morning America.
Which is why the place she's working at now, they understand the nature of the business. They weren't bitter.
No.
It's like, we know you were going to do that eventually. That's what everybody does.
I was a little worried, even though it was an internship, and the fact that in June they have to reevaluate or whatever. So I'm really glad that she was able to move on from there.
And they probably actually would be wondering if you never did move on.
That's true.
If you just stay there and did the internship type thing forever. They'd be
takes a gutsy gal to go out in the world like that.
But she's going
to
keep on doing it now.
Yes, she is.
Which is the right thing to do. But the first step is the hardest, right? And she's taking it.
Yeah.
All the next ones are going to get easier. So, all right. We'll talk to Daniel's son later. We're going to give to area code 212.
All righty.
Which is actually, we're going back to whence we came. We were up there earlier. 212 is New York, 212.
Hi, New York. Welcome to the show. And your first name is?
Hello.
Hi.
It's Kit Kat. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Kit Kat.
Kit Kat bar.
Kit Kat, did you ever tell us how you got that nickname?
You guys gave it to me.
Oh, you did. You did,
what?
Veronica.
So did you ever give us a real name?
I think so. And my real name was kind of complicated or whatever.
I love Kit Kat.
Yes.
So somebody said, okay, you're Kit Kat.
That was you.
For the verbally challenged, that's very easy to say. Kit Kat. Two one-syllable words. You can't go wrong.
Well, do other people call you that, or is that just our pet name for you?
It's just ours.
Yeah.
It's just ours.
Okay. Because
you gave it to us. So
Okay, well, I should take a turn. I don't know. I must have been drunk.
You weren't what?
I must have been drunk.
Yeah, well, you know, drunk with life.
Right. You're right. I'm high on life.
All right, Kit Kat, tell us. What brings you to the show?
Oh, well, I could ask a million things, but, happy April, everybody. Happy April Fools. And I thought that it was happening now. Anything new and exciting for me in April?
Okay.
It be more specific? I could ask a... I'm sorry.
What would you like? If you had a magic wand, what would you like for April?
Ooh, the magic wand. The genie.
Yeah. That's part of life coaching that I do.
Yeah.
Well,
what would you... Yeah,
like, like-minded friends to start with, and answered financial magic.
Oh, yeah.
Independently okay.
Yes, that is very important. Real quick, I want to get international shout-out to Katie from the UK.
Katie, good to have you with us.
And Katie, if we get a break in Messenger and phone callers, we will go to the Facebook Live, folks, if you can't Messenger us, because she's new, so she's probably not a friend of the Diverly.
Yeah, I'm not.
But stand by, Katie. Yet. Do not fret. All right, anyway, let's go back.
Like, okay.
I'm sorry.
I cut you off, Kikat. What's going on?
I'm sorry. I think I cut you off. So no, I was just thinking also I would love to have all my health issues.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, those are good magic wand items, you
yeah.
know. You know, a lot of people say like I would like world peace and stuff. It's like, that's kind of beyond the magic
yeah.
wand, you know.
It can only go so
that's
far.
A higher power more than a magic wand can do, and hunger and all that stuff.
Kit Kat, do you get out of the house much? You know, to get out here and there. Did we lose her?
She's here. Maybe we got lost cell phone comms, but she is still connected
yeah.
to our show. We'll keep talking to her. Like,
well, I really think that the pandemic caused a lot of us to lose our social side. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And I really feel about that. If she were to reach out a little bit, she'd have a real nice group of friends that could be coming together for her. I wonder if she's ever thought of maybe starting a group, starting it first online, maybe.
Well, I think that's where her issue is, that she has maybe some issues with internet and whatnot.
So as far as money, I wish I could tell her, you've got a windfall coming. And we're all in kind of that same boat.
Yeah,
but
at least you're being realistic.
Keep,
you know,
keep looking for the sunny side of the
right.
street, because it is coming. I see abundant happiness.
Right.
I see new friendships being formed, especially once we get out of these cold, windy days.
Right.
And try to spend as much time with your health concerns outside,
yeah.
because a lot of healing can happen naturally, you know, being outside, sitting at a you could sit at a cafe, have a nice cup of tea.
Porch, a deck in an apartment,
sure.
you know, something. You know, whatever your outside is depends on what your situation is.
And I really think that she's going to, it's almost like stumble on a really great new road to take with her health issues.
Okay.
You know, things are advancing constantly. So a lot of times we just have to be positive, and it's hard, and be grateful for what we have.
Right.
You know, I think as long as you're not out there living in a box and eating out of a dumpster.
Unless you prefer that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important to look out for your personal self, and you want to better yourself and whatnot,
sure.
but don't wallow too much when things aren't going bad, because you can
exactly.
find a gazillion, billion other people out there that would love to trade places with you in a heartbeat.
Would.
In a heartbeat.
Exactly.
You're like, you got bills, you can't afford your bills. I would trade places with you, a lot of people would trade.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's not much of a comfort sometimes.
So that's really what I have to offer for her. What do you have for a...
Stand by for your Robocard wedding.
Okay. Well, so when my grandma was having a really hard time during COVID, she's passed on now, but... She didn't die from the COVID, so we're moving on.
Okay.
When she was having a really hard time making friends, she moved out of her single apartment and moved into a retirement community. So she had an
mm-hmm.
apartment within other apartments where it was just a single bedroom or whatever, that other people that were her age were there. And that's how they did bingo, and she made
myself,
a ton of friends.
I'm 65 now, and myself... Personally, I would love that.
She loved it.
And, you know, we're baby boomers.
Yeah.
So when we get into these facilities,
I'm not talking like she needs to go into a retirement like place where there's 100 people or whatever. She needs to have her own space, but within a community like apartments or something.
There's been
so
much isolation and seclusion that a little step, you're right, can... Join a group that plays cards.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I'm totally finding, like, if you looked out for something locally on Facebook, where you just typed in seniors playing cards, I mean, or whatever, like through the Civic League or something.
Meetup
like
is a good, is
or,
a good.
Yeah, whatever you're looking for.
Cribbage.
Oh,
did she?
She's cut it.
I heard her. Okay.
We got an audio problem. We can't hear her, but I think she's hearing us.
Okay, good. Okay.
All right, now give her
here
rebel
is
card.
Your rebel card.
Stand by, Kit Kat.
And I hope that you were able to hear us and heard all of our advice. F fear. It will lie to you in your face.
You know, and my favorite thing, without putting a cuss word in it, is when desire is greater than fear, we can accomplish so much. That we, you know, fear is
a liar.
It is. So, Kit Kat, call us again.
Yes, ma'am.
We love hearing from you. So next time, and please have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, and I think she heard it, and we had an audio problem. Her coming in, she's been connected the whole time. And if not, you can go back on Blog Talk, depending on, and you can look at the archives, or if you're a Facebook Live folk, you can go on the Psychic Love Doctor show. And watch all the reposts of the video, too.
Yeah.
I just want to get that out there.
Thank you, Kit Kat.
Yes.
Bye-bye now. Great. So glad you called.
Yes, hopefully we have better comms next time.
No, maybe we could take a...
My God.
Who?
What do you want to do?
You got a question?
You got to go wee-wee or something?
Who?
You want to take a wee-wee break? You said, can we take a...
No, I was going to say a...
Portal
call.
You're right. Okay, let me throw that out there. Folks that can't call in, Messenger's open, or we're going to go to the Facebook Live folks that just can type their question and aren't messaging us because they might be new and they're not friends of Deborah Lee yet because you have to messenger Deborah Lee. So let's throw that out there just and we'll wait like 5-6 seconds here because I have Katie was here from the UK, remember?
Did
and
she
I
have
believe
to go?
She's new. Not 100% sure, but I did get a question. It's really going to be kind of generic a little bit, but it's what we got.
All right. Well, we got time.
All right. And if something comes up, we'll go there. Right. Katie said, anything from the spirit, please. This is from the UK. Katie from the UK. Lives in Edinburgh.
Very nice.
Yep. And I think we got a few folks that are from there. At least one other rings a bell, though I wouldn't put a name to it because my memory is not worthy.
Going over there, going to the UK and stuff is a big, that's big on my bucket list.
No, I mean, that's basically the nation that birthed us. I mean, I don't want to cite any racial wars or diversity and all that stuff because Native Americans were here for a billion years, but not a billion, but out of control where men weren't around then, but... The birth of our nation was caused by the European forces.
What was?
The birth of our nation. It was really spurned by expansion, you know, colonialism.
Isn't it because we were kind of tired of...
No, I'm just saying, but I mean, a superpower back in the day had to put people here, which was the UK, a few other countries too, but anyway.
Well, the thing I have to tell Katie is, the main message I get from your reading is that your spirit guides would like very much to communicate more with you. So this can be accomplished. You can do this through meditation. She could do it. I'm trying to think of all of a sudden my mind kind of blank. Oh, just opening yourself up and allowing them to. They feel that you, what I hear from them is they feel that you tend to suffer a lot of like confusion or
self-doubt.
Yeah, there. Thank you.
And it sounds, the way her question was worded, that she is kind of like in limbo.
They want to help guide you. You in particular have a female who is a spirit guide who is very close to you.
Well, it's probably got to be, I've never been there because I'm not a spiritual person like a lot of these people are, but it's got to be troublesome when you're looking for a path and you don't see it in front of you.
Right.
Right? That's why they're looking for the guides.
And
a
right.
lot of family is probably...
So it's got to be very troublesome. That's why they ask you about it.
It'll get easier and easier the more that you...
You actually
you
get that
go.
Question a lot.
I do.
That's, I mean, believe it or not, a lot of people come in here and ask for spirit
Her name
guides.
Is coming through like Constantina, something along...
Oh, you mean the person, her guide?
The guide,
her potential spirit guide?
Oh. Okay, well, listen to this.
All
Here
right.
is her rebel.
Oh, stand by for your rebel card reading there, Katie.
Believe what you see. Face reality in La La Land. Choose bravely.
Wow.
I like it because, in my opinion, if she is seeing that she's got a spirit guide, but she is a little closed off, she's a little bit apprehensive about it. She's probably worried about what people are saying around her. She needs to not worry about what people are going to say and just do it.
I agree. And that can be very hard to pull away from all that.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that. Yeah. And Katie, probably not here, but if she is followed, like the Psychic Love Show, she can go back and watch all the old videos we post. As soon as the show's over, they get posted. And like when the a few minutes, but it does go in a few minutes.
Like 6 minutes afterwards.
It takes a little while because, you know, it's an hour show, so it takes a little while for it to upload and post. Uh-huh. But it shall be the... All right, here we go. Alicia, hi.
Hi.
You know, we don't.
Yeah.
Alicia, hi. Do you see when my daughter will get lucky in getting a job in social services area?
Okay.
Down to under the 9 minute mark, Alicia, but hey, long time no see. Well, not that long, but hey, it's been a while since we had a reading from Alicia. So that's cool. Been a little while. Not forever. But... All right, stand by, Alicia.
Yes. You know, with all that's happened, pandemic, COVID, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
You'd think there'd be tons of openings.
You know what the problem is?
Mm-mm.
Government funding.
Oh, my God.
That's a whole
yes.
different ball game because, yes, the need has gone up. There's a huge
yeah.
need for social service help. But you got a different government in power now, and it all depends on, and your local government's involved, your state government. It's government polls guns, you know. I mean, we need it, and everybody says you have the power to vote, but yeah, that power is like this big.
It's very small.
You
okay.
know, you got a candidate says I will do this, and you vote for him, and he doesn't. It's
okay,
like, oh, that's great.
I gotta tell her.
Yeah, jump in because we're.
Here's the thing.
7 minute mark.
She's got to do what my youngest son has had to do. He's a star performer at what he does in the industrial world. But he's had to come back into the profession at a lower pay grade.
Right.
And
a little bit of time off.
They say, this is the opening we have. However, we will move you up as we have the space and the funding to do it.
Right.
And his wage will go up. Personally, this is what her cards are saying. Take something, I hear the word lateral, like a lateral move. Something maybe that would really light her fire, but get yourself your foot in the door.
That's the thing. Some people want to get a job or get a new job and think it must be a pay increase. No, it's not the pay increase.
Right.
You have to look down the road. The opportunities
right.
could even justify a pay decrease, a slight pay decrease if the opportunities are better.
Right. Take a job because you need it. Don't stick around for it.
Yeah.
Unless it is really beneficial to
she
you.
She graduated last year with an associate degree.
Yeah.
And no luck yet with entry-level jobs. Well,
she might want to add to that
yeah,
degree.
Yeah, an associate level degree,
she
is probably in a field of many that are doing
yeah.
the same thing.
She really should go on, if at all possible.
Keep looking, but keep furthering the education at the exact same time. Easier said than done, we know.
And another thing, some people don't interview well.
Right.
So it takes... What?
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. I'm just saying, which means you need to do a lot of them.
Thank you.
Because you will only get better with each one.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm finding, too, that when you are coming right off the boat, you're brand new and your feet are, so wet, they don't love to hire people with mental health or even in teaching. They're worried about your mental health. So I would... start volunteering. I would try to go.
Oh, what an awesome thought.
That's basically building your resume. It's adding to your resume.
I'm brand new. I'm just done out of school, but I've been volunteering at this place. It will make your resume stand out.
And make her more credible.
Yeah, because every single person, and there's billions of them that do a two-year degree, that come out with that associate degree, have nothing else on their resume. If you can add one thing, it could put you to the top.
Right. It really could. I'm feeling also, Alicia, she's going to curve her career goals a bit. Right now, that might be simply out of the question for her, but I actually see her entering the social service. That's what she wants, isn't mm-hmm. it? Social work.
Social service, social, yeah, that type of area field,
and
yeah.
She's going in at a different angle
yeah.
than what she's got her heart set on.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe having a hard time finding a job means she's going to find the right one.
Exactly. This might be a reason.
It's interesting because we had somebody call about a rehab. That was Tina.
Yeah, about her. Yeah,
these cards are saying if she could get herself in the, like her head in the place to go and work with those who are dealing with addiction. Yeah, here.
I mean, social services is a huge field.
Yeah,
oh,
there's
huge.
Everybody thinks about, oh, you'll be a social worker. No, no, it doesn't mean that. That's one thing you can
yeah.
do in that field. Yeah, that's one thing.
Often daycares need.
Oh, yeah.
And volunteering as social worker amongst.
I volunteered at
yeah.
a lot. I volunteered with my daughter was very little. She's 21 now.
You did,
so.
I remember.
We volunteered at old folks' homes.
Yeah.
They loved that, and it was huge because sometimes they're just stuck in there and nobody ever comes to see them.
Yeah, she ought to do the bubble method on a great big piece of paper. You know how that it works.
Yeah.
And just put in the middle, like.
Here's all the things. And then it's the butterfly effect.
Yeah. Have her brainstorm out. All right.
Okay.
We're out of time, so give her a rebel
the
card.
Stand by for
rebel
card
is get out of your head. Move your bum up and get out. And get experience.
See, right,
go outside.
See, now that goes right with what you were saying.
Yeah.
She's got to put herself out there.
She's got to put herself
yeah.
out there. She needs to get out of her head where she was
yeah,
in
and
school.
And
probably.
A lot of people that do the four-year degrees, the professional
yeah.
degrees, they intern a lot.
Yeah.
That's part of their resume when they do actually get their degree.
Yeah, I'm concerned she may not have enough education but experience.
And that's not her.
Yeah.
She's in a field of many.
Yeah.
Get a 2 years degree in social services. There are so many out there. You want to stand out, that's all.
She could also branch out into, say, counseling, life coaching. I mean, there's a lot of.
It's a giant field.
Yeah.
There's
so,
a little bit of holistic coaching.
Oh,
well.
Yeah.
She could do a little bit of everything.
So right now we've got to actually say goodbye. And
yeah,
we hate to.
We're still got a little bit of time, so you can keep talking a little bit.
It went by so fast.
It did.
Freezing,
these hours used to really, when we first started, remember how, well, because we were so nervous and everything, but now we feel like we are among friends and, you know, we enjoy each of you so very much.
Yeah, I mean, we had a reading from the UK.
Yeah.
And we've gone from California to Texas and New York, New Jersey.
Ohio, New Jersey.
We bounced around a lot today. We did. We did indeed. That's a 2-minute warning.
Jeez,
I did not expect
Alicia,
that.
Alicia thanked us. That is just
yes.
We had 2 minutes to panic yet.
You're welcome,
it was a
Alicia.
Warning.
Come back again and we'll work on it some more.
She thanked us very
okay.
much. Yes, thank you all. Thank you very much.
Now, everybody, remember, we're going to be on the air again on Monday, this coming Monday.
News for the Soul. And
newsforthesoul.com. Also, we'll be streaming on our own site. She's sometimes as irritating as Alexa.
Yeah.
Oh. I could take care of that problem right
yeah.
now. I'm sorry. So you won't hear that again.
That
anyway,
yeah,
yes.
I muted this.
That
so
show on Monday airs at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific. And we will have it streaming on the Facebook Psychic Love Doctor
yeah.
show page.
And for the Monday show, though, if you're going to call in, typically, that blows up, so you want to be early.
Yeah, do it early if you can.
But you don't know, but try to be the early bird.
Right.
Well, I want to thank you all. As you can tell, we do this very casually, very...
unscripted.
And
there are no rehearsals.
No.
We do not rehearse this for hours and hours.
No, we don't.
Shocking.
It was something we learned early on.
Shocking.
That a lot of other shows of this nature go about it in an entirely different way. Where I think we need to bring the joy back.
Yeah, you got to have fun, even if sometimes some of the topics are really sad, but look, there's uplifting eventually to any bad situation. Usually somehow down the road, something positive will happen, right?
And when it comes to folks around the world, remember,